white, they're yellow meated watermelon and a red meated watermelon, and they're mushmelons, just of all kinds, little bitty ones, and then they're a banana melon about this long mushmelon. They're awfully good, but mm-hmm. I didn't get none of them up this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about these things that grow in the woods? They're shaped like an umbrella. They'll spring up after a rain.
Mushroom.
And
but I don't eat them and gather them myself. The other fella has to gather them for me, because there's certain kinds of them just pouring a strychnine.
Oh, and what? The ones that are poison, you call those?
Huh? Toadstools, they call them.
Something like that. Now, if a person had a sore throat and, you know, that he couldn't, inside of his mouth was swollen, and you'd say, well, he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't
swallow.
And and you said that people, I guess in the early days, they smoked cigarettes. They've had cigarettes a long time.
Oh, I never seen a cigarette for a long time. I said we used to smoke crossbines when I went to school.
Yeah.
Oh, they smoked a pipe.
They did smoke
an old homemade tobacco.
Well, did they ever have any of those big brown things?
Long pipes.
Yeah.
I don't know that I saw one of these old big long pipes, but they had these little clay pipes and and cob pipes.
And what about later on, cigars? Did they have?
Well, I guess I've nearly grown when I sell my first cigar. And when I first began seeing cigarettes, it's just a man now and then that'd smoke one. They was counted very unhealthy then. And a woman that had smoked a cigarette wasn't counted decent. Except the call collect from Dennis Richardson, and I know Dennis, Dennis Richardson, I know the little old boy that went off on a all Cub Scout camp, you know, and his mother works down here at the court. He just got the wrong number, and before I hung up, well, he said, when I told him she had the wrong number, you know, he said, well, operator said, I've got the wrong number. Well, I know just about who all calls me every day, you know.
And when they're going to do it, and all that. Suppose you were talking to somebody and you said there was a terrible accident up the road, but there's no need to call a doctor because the victim was, by the time we got there, the victim was...
Well, it'd be different things. I could say carried to the hospital or was dead.
That's what I mean, something like that. Yeah. Now, they're talking about different kinds of animals, the kind of bird that gets in your barn and can see in the dark.
Owl.
And do they have more than one kind?
Yeah, they have the barn owl, the hoot owl, and the horn owl, and I don't know how many. Screech owl, little old screech owl. And I reckon they're just as harmless as they can be.
They don't hurt anything.
Catch rats and mice.
Now, what about a kind of bird that has a red head and it drills holes in trees?
Peckerwood.
And that black animal with the white stripe down its back that smells bad.
Skunk.
And the
smells like I do sometimes.
The kinds of animals.
Well, listen, a skunk with the old country people, just the old country people called them polecats.
Oh yeah, so you have heard that too.
Yeah, polecats, but their proper name, I reckon, is a skunk.
Now, what about other kinds of small animals that might come and get into your hen roost?
A minx is bad for that, and skunks is bad to get in your hen roost, and possums is bad to get in your hen roost and hen house, and owls is bad while they ain't even small. They're feathered. They come in a hen house and screech an old, scrouge an old hen off the roost. They can't do nothing with them till they scrouge them off the roost. And you got to push them off the roost first.